you must obviously feel that it is worth looking again for the remains of Seamus Ruddy, because this is a search that has been ongoing.
Yes, indeed. I think it's, must say, we don't normally do speculative searching, so rest assured we're there with good cause and good reason. The Commission undertook a couple of searches at the turn of the millennium through the Garda Síochána and the French authorities, but they were very, very specific pinpoint searches. We went back in 2008 and did another similar search, a very, very limited area, and obviously drew a blank. So we now are back there. We're doing quite a relatively large area compared with what we've done previously. And we've done that because we have information that has led us to believe we can find Seamus.
Has someone new come forward?
Well, we have information that I could best describe as a refinement of what we had previously. So we're in the same sort of area, but we are comfortable that what we've been told is accurate, genuine, and merits a further search.
So that sounds like as if someone who's already given information has given you more clarity.
Well, unfortunately, because of our confidentiality rules and law, I can't go into any detail here, but suffice to say that we have fresh information or more a refinement of previous information that has prompted us to go back to do some further searching.
Yeah, the reason I was pushing you, and I totally understand the confidentiality issue here, because that is vital. That's one of the main attractions for people who may have information.
Absolutely.
You can give it in total confidence, and there's going to be no fallback from it. But I'm thinking of the other families. I'm thinking of Oliver McVeigh, who's a good friend of my own through the media, who's still hoping that his brother will be found. The message goes out to people who would have information. You can still give it. You can still come forward, and it will be listened to by the likes of you, and it will be considered by the Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains and the authorities with no disadvantage to you, the person giving that information.
Absolutely. We've recovered 12 victims so far. Nobody has been prosecuted or arrested or convicted, in fact, for information that has been passed to the Commission. Whatever comes to us stays within the Commission, and it can only be used to recover victims.
Now, there will be hope in and around Newry, where Seamus Ruddy was originally from. He disappeared on the 9th of May, actually, in 1985. So that's almost 32 years ago. Do you feel today that Seamus Ruddy might in the near future be buried in one of the churchyards in Newry?
Well, I would say that we're very hopeful that we find Seamus this time. You know, how confident we are, how you describe that as confidence, I think we need to be quite careful, but we're certainly hopeful that this is going to make the difference.
His family must be, I suppose, just living with an air of, is it hope? I don't want to say excitement, because that seems like the wrong term, but you would be, maybe 32 years on, excited because you're finally going to get an answer to a question, harrowing as it is. You're getting an answer to a question, and the answer is that you want to find the person. You're never expecting to find them alive, so you want to find their remains. Their hopes must be pretty high.
Well, they've got everything crossed. There's no two ways about that. They are hoping against hope that we recover Seamus and return him to them. I think it's always difficult from our perspective anyway, to try to manage the expectations of families, but we keep in very, very regular contact with them all, and you know, we don't keep any other than the information side of things. We don't keep secrets from them in terms of our work and what we're proposing to do.
Well, Jeff, let's hope you're successful this time round. Really appreciate you speaking to us. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you. That's Jeff Kufner, who's the representative of the group who are leading that search, the Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains. And I noticed that, indeed, the family are saying from Newry that all they want to do is to bring the body of Seamus Ruddy home to Monk's Hill for him to be buried with his mom and dad. Monk's Hill, the graveyard that overlooks the town, overlooks the city, as they say. It's just a reminder, isn't it, on a day when we were talking about victims and those who would still be searching for their lost, the lost bodies of their loved ones 32 years on. Another example of victimhood.
Your point, your platform. The Frank Mitchell phone-in for you.